From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The FBI is officially investigating Wednesday's massacre in California as an act of terrorism. The assistant chief of the FBI's Los Angeles office, David Bowditch, said Friday that a number of pieces of evidence, including crushed cell phones found near the massacre, have turned up to make it a terrorist act.
We have retained those cell phones, and we do continue to exploit data from those cell phones. We do hope that the digital fingerprints that were left by these two individuals will take us towards their motivation.
Here in Washington, FBI Director James Comey said that investigators are working diligently to understand the electronic record of the two attackers.
There is much about this that doesn't make sense to even those of us who do this for a living. That is the reason we have hundreds of people running down leads all over the world on this and spending tremendous amounts of time as we sit here trying to understand the electronic record around these two killers.
David Chesley is an attorney for the family of one of the killers, Saeed Rizwan Farooq. He criticized the FBI's characterization as premature, saying that he has not seen solid evidence that either Farooq or his wife were connected to international terrorism.
And all there is thus far is some nebulous thing that somebody looked at something on Facebook. I mean, any one of us may have looked at something on Facebook. It doesn't mean we believe in it.
Farooq and his wife Tashfeen Malik, a Pakistani native, killed 14 people and wounded 21 others at a Christmas party held Wednesday in San Bernardino, California. The couple was later killed in a gun battle with police. This is VOA News.